Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Full Press Hockey Weekly Show. Again, Pucks After Dark. This is a tradition here. Now, we had to bring it back at least one Saturday a month. Go late night pucks here. I'm your host, Jim Berenger, voice of Full Press Hockey, joined with my tag team partner from World Championship Headquarters, Chris Wassel. Welcome back to the show. Get it. You can get it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, on YouTube as well, up on Full Press, NHL on Twitter. Chris, what's up, buddy?
It feels good to be back. It's like we
Does.
never left.
No, we've never left. We don't leave. We don't leave you ever. We figure out ways to get it done, no matter what. No matter what, doesn't matter. We get it done for you. We bring you the show. We bring you the highlights. We bring you everything. Speaking of everything, let's start with the coaching changes and the bumps around the National Hockey League. I think it's a good place to start after dark. But before we even get into that, I was going to save this later, but I think we should start off the top with this one. Before we get into the Berube stuff, before we get into what John Hines is doing, Mini, Kristaps, where are these Lindy Ruff rumors coming from? Like, seriously. Like, I mean, look. At the beginning of the year when they were struggling, okay, but they had outs because Hughes wasn't there, Heischer wasn't there. But this team is 8-2-1.
I know where these rumors are coming from.
So do I, but
And of course, the messenger is the disgruntled Flyers media member that seems to be rather angry lately that suddenly a certain team is doing well. Interesting.
But the problem is I could see these rumors being accurate if this team was struggling the way they're struggling and they continued and they weren't playing good defense and the goaltending didn't turn around. But the guy's fourth now on all-time wins list. He's probably gonna go to Hockey Hall of Fame. He just ha extended They just extended him on top of his option year. If they didn't give him the extension, I'd be like, okay, there's a potential there. He's not going anywhere. And this team is turning it around.
Strange, but true.
I mean, am I laying out wrong information here?
I don't believe so.
Like,
The question becomes who is and who else is at this point?
right. It's like Lindy's, like I said, at the beginning of the year when they were struggling, New Jersey, the expectations. But Tom Fitzgerald said that this team needed to start playing better defense in front of their goaltending. And oh, and you know it, they started playing better defense when Dougie Hamilton is out of the lineup and Simone Nemec is up. Funny fact there. Maybe more of a coincidence, but they've started to play better defense. They've started to take care of their own zone. They've started to respect the game a little bit more, and they're not reading their press clippings. And I think that's the big thing, and that's what's changing this team. And like I said earlier, this team was losing, but again, the two outs are you didn't have Jack Hughes and you didn't have Nico Hischier in the lineup. That hurts any coach.
It's big. Now you have them. Now you have enough of a sample size of them to know what you have.
And this team's not that far out. I mean, the way the Metro Division is this year,
Not going to take much.
they're literally like they could be in third place by tomorrow night if they wanted to, or just on the outskirts of it with a big matchup with the Flyers coming Tuesday.
Right, so you got to remember. Well, let's see. Right now, doing the medieval rough math. Let's see. So they're losing. Washington just lost.
And speaking of Washington, how big is the fact that they don't have those 4 points from the beginning of the year? Like, you think about it, right? If New Jersey beats Washington even one time,
Yep, it's true.
they're in third place.
Yeah, which is
If you beat them
ironically
twice, you're right
occupied
behind the
by
Flyers. You're right behind the Flyers.
Yeah, talk about crazy, nutty, sort of weird, oddness. Dear Detroit, can you explain to me how you can't score against Samuel
Philadelphia.
Hurd? Seriously? Remind you, Carter Hart has been forgot to wash his hands again.
So he's sick.
It seems like players are having a bad habit of forgetting to wash their hands lately. Not just in hockey. This is something very weird going on in sports. Very
Well,
odd.
I mean, should we even bring up the baseball thing that they do, but some of these players do? I mean, it is after dark. I mean, it is after dark.
It is after dark. It is.
I mean, look, some of these guys, they stick their hands in their own urine to harden up their hands so they don't wear gloves. So, I
Yep.
mean, wash your hands, folks. It's a PSA.
Yeah,
Just do it.
I mean, come on. I mean, wash your hands so you don't end up with the Jay McKee staph infection and cost your team a chance to win the Stanley Cup. Just saying.
Exactly. Just saying.
But yeah, I mean, you start looking at some of the strange things going on, even in division. I mean, like the frickin' let's call this for what it is. The Rangers are a leprechaun this year.
They are. Is Jonathan Quick the leprechaun?
Starting to think so. I do believe there is something wrong with Igor Shesterkin mentally, not physically, mentally.
But yeah, did he play tonight?
It was
So
Quick.
they went back to back with
I
Quick.
believe so. Well, all right, hold on. Let's see what was going on because I don't know. My, of course, when I went through, I was looking through, it got all screwed up. So, but even regardless, it was Shesterkin. But let's be honest. I don't know what happened with Boston tonight. They sort of just, maybe they thought it was a noontime game on a Saturday.
I mean, they were up 1-0 for the longest time, and then they just blew a lead. And Pastrnak takes a stupid 5-minute major for boarding, and gets thrown out of the game.
Yeah, it wasn't smart.
And you're already down Zacha and McAvoy.
It was a problem.
That's a
I mean,
huge
I mean, I
problem.
mean, I mean. Look, I mean, Swayman was unconscious in a game that he should have won, and yet gave up two goals and lost.
Right. And he gave up
So,
two goals Wednesday night against New Jersey and lost.
same kind of way. By the way, they lost almost the same kind of way.
Crazy. It's crazy.
So,
And you think about that Bruins win for New Jersey for a minute. That's has the chance to propel them to do big things this year.
yeah.
Get on that little run. But I think the Rangers, look, the way they've been playing. I mean, obviously, we know what Laviolette does in the first couple of years there, but I didn't think their defense was going to be this good. And, Jonathan Quick at times has had to bail this Rangers team out because the defense in front of him has not played well. Now, maybe it's a sign to say, hey, you know what? A little bit of a revenge tour, especially when Kings came to town to say, hey, why'd you trade me? But all signs pointed to him, not playing well. I mean, throw the preseason out for a minute. My entire reasoning was when he got signed there was like, well, wait a minute. If Vegas thought they had something, they would have gone to him. Instead, they went to Aiden Hill
Yeah.
to win a Stanley Cup.
Right. So is it just that Quick rededicated himself in the off season?
Maybe.
That could be it. I mean, look, it, how do I put this? Is it going to regress at some point?
It has to, right?
It has to, you would think. But and I've said this many times. Regression often doesn't happen in a straight line.
No.
I look back at the Zibanejad breakout year with the Rangers a few years ago, where yeah, he did start to fall off a little bit, but it was nowhere near what people were expecting, like this like super dip out of this
No.
insane high, and that's not how it always works.
The Kreider situation, too.
Reality right now, if you're in New York, and this is going to sound absolutely mind-numbing bonkers, Your 1A is probably quick right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, yeah, Shesterkin did play better tonight. He started to see it, but let's be honest, playing against an undermanned Boston team, third game in a series of nights. Of course, Devils will be there tomorrow night, in a technical sense, third game in 5 nights.
Yeah, but I think New Jersey.
And the dreaded back-to-back off of what has to be viewed as just quirky schedule making at best.
Yeah, but I think New Jersey, I think the way they started to play after that win against Boston, against Columbus on Saturday night, they stuck to their system. That's a game where it could have been a trap game. I use the equivalent on Twitter X. You look at a tennis, unseeded player beats a seeded player round before. You could have that letdown. They didn't have that letdown. Even though Columbus got close, they didn't let him get the tying goal and they were able to run away with the thing. So I
That's right.
think, Anaheim, yeah, they've lost 13 of 14 games. Yeah, the New Jersey back to back. New Jersey will be the New Jersey we saw against Columbus because I think that win against Boston showed them if they play just good defense, be patient, good things will come. Don't try to force things. And you'll be fine. And their goaltending and defense is playing a lot better.
Yeah, it's definitely a little more sure of itself. Why am I not surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. But again, you talk about the coaching changes, the weird stuff in the Metro, Washington wins games against teams they always win against, but lose against all these speed teams. Ovechkin hasn't scored a goal in 12 games. The Penguins just got lit up by Toronto on the revenge tour for them against Kyle Dubas. I mean, it's weird. You have all this weird stuff going on. Like, oh, the Pens look great one night.
Wait. The weirdest of all may just be what happened in Montreal tonight.
Yeah, 4-0, come back, and then Montreal wins.
Yeah. All right. Look, I know the Islanders have quote unquote blown their fair share of leads and had these games where it's just best described as, man, if you're a Flyers fan right now, the bottle is your best friend.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to ascertain your team. I mean, it's exciting as hell. Let's be honest about this. For a hockey fan in general, first and foremost, it's fun unless you're a fan of that team.
Right.
I mean, literally, and I know one of the more premier pizza owners, not too far from a certain arena. And he's like, my agita is about a 15 out of a 10.
There you go.
And I get it. I get it. And then I told him to go make some sauce. Yeah. But the point is this, man, did you see that? Did anybody see that coming tonight? No.
No. No. No, nobody saw it. Nobody saw it coming
No
tonight.
one saw it coming. And by the way, the Kings are struggling on the road.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
But as but see as well, look, when our good buddy Mike Straw comes back on the show, I know he's gonna rant on Seattle and Dave Hextall and Ron Francis, but they ended their slide against Florida, had Rob Simpson on Full Press NHL podcast. He talked about, that game against Florida, it would have all gone to crap and be nothing if they lost to Chicago with LA coming in. That could be their win to start propel them to turn their season around instead of looking to do a coaching change, but that's not going to happen because they just got extensions. So again, it's a lot of weird stuff going on. And Pittsburgh is who, as to quote the late great Denny Green, they are who we thought they were.
Yeah, they're just old.
They're just old. Goaltending's not good. And that's about it. As for Washington, the only
They're
reason they
kind of
are where
being
they are.
buoyed. Yeah, they're kind of being buoyed by Lindgren when, that eventually starts to break down.
And you look at everybody, all the teams that struggled, and all the teams outside of New Jersey that made coaching changes, Edmonton, Minnesota, now St. Louis, common denominator, didn't play good defense. Goaltending out, Bennington had his moments, but the goaltending was up and down. But they couldn't play good defense and they didn't play physical and all that stuff. We know what Edmonton did. Jay Woodcroft out, Chris Knobloch in. Coaching bump. Edmonton won 8 in a row before. It almost looked like they were going to win 9 in a row but until Lightning. Yeah, until the Lightning said, nope. And Steven Stamkos said, yep, I'm going to have my first four-goal game ever. But then you have Minnesota going 7-1-2 under John Hines, new coach bump. And the Blues, you know, they're playing well under new head coach Drew Bannister, who, by the way, replaces Craig Berube, who won them a Stanley Cup. But let's talk about that situation for a minute, because you think about it, right? Was it all on Berube, or was it on the general manager for putting a poorly constructed team together?
It does seem the man shopping for the groceries had some issues.
He did, right? I mean, it all starts with Petrangelo not being re-signed.
Yeah, that's a
Changed the entire
big problem for
dynamic of that team.
me. Yeah, something wasn't right there.
It wasn't. I mean, you got to feel bad for Jordan Kyrou, right? I mean, look, he gets booed the other night. You know, he doesn't make the comments on Berube, the situation. A lot of rumors coming out that him and Berube were at odds a little bit. And then he doesn't really say too much. Fans get on him. He hasn't really been scoring or living up to the contract, but you feel good for him because he scored and he got the place rocking.
Right. I mean, look, the bottom line is this. If it's a one-off thing for the fans, I kind of get it. If it isn't, that's where you have real problems with this.
Right.
And look, I'm not going to throw every Blues fan under the bus here because for the most part, they're a pretty knowledgeable fan base. They know when what is what. And the hope is that this really is kind of just a one-off thing. They got mad, they got it off their chest, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, look, the out, and I'll call it for what it is, the outrage on X, which was, yeah, I get it, but at the same time,
Right.
you know what? These are players making millions of dollars. Yes, they're human, but also, you know what? If we do our job wrong,
Right.
we get
We hear
criticized
it.
for it. You better believe we get hammered for it. I ought to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, something got screwed up today. Some certain over that finally did not hit in an afternoon game because Vancouver and Minnesota decided to play defense.
All right, exactly.
All right, so for modern perspective, we're gonna channel a classic movie from War Games quote. The only way to win is not to play the game.
Yes, it's true.
And in this case, sometimes in hockey betting, sometimes not playing is the smartest move.
It absolutely is.
And that was definitely something type. But getting back to all this, with bumps and everything else, and you're going to see what happens with St. Louis because right now,
I mean, it's only 2 games.
it's only two games, so it's early. You need at least a good 8-10 game sample, maybe more even now,
Right.
because look, this, we said this a month ago. Thanksgiving.
Doesn't
Barometer
mean it.
for playoff team? No, we're in a different time, ladies and gentlemen.
We are totally in a different time because even the 20-game mark isn't what it was back then either. Like,
It's
are
true.
we realistically going to think that maybe we know what these teams are come after Christmas? Because, like we said, the Metro is
No.
what it is. The Central, I think the top three, the top three. I think it's Colorado, Dallas, Winnipeg in some order.
Yeah, I mean, I still have concerns about Colorado. There's a couple things.
Oh,
Obviously,
I have a lot of concerns about Colorado.
The big one isn't even health anymore. It's still the most obvious elephant in the room, and that's the second line. Jesus Christ, the second line
We've been
center.
saying it for how long on this show?
Obviously, the defense comes and goes. We saw it again against
Tonight.
Winnipeg. Hellebuck makes a few saves, and that was it.
Yeah.
It was pretty cut and dry too, because once that happened, the snowball went rolling the other way, and that was it.
It's true. It's true. I mean, you
So.
think about it, right? I mean, Winnipeg, gave Vilardi ever since playing against his old team. He's getting hot. But the Jets are built differently this year because I think that trade of Dubois getting these elements out of the room, making a hockey tree, getting pieces back, making guys want to stay there has you united this team, but re-energized this team and lit a fire under this team to play for Rick Bonus.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Let's call this for what it is and give team management structure credit for where it's due. We were wrong.
Right?
We really didn't. And to be honest, we did not know how this was going to work in Winnipeg. And you know what? So far,
It's working.
it's working. And that's what they need. Now, is that going to get them over the hump of the place? I have no clue what
No,
the
nobody
dude,
knows.
nobody knows. But right now, this sucker's working. I mean,
And they're able to withstand
Colorado's
injuries
nice.
to key players too. Like Vilardi was down early. Now Kyle Connor's out. So they're able to withstand these injuries, unlike in years past where it would just
Yeah.
cripple a team.
Yeah, and guess who's back too for them? And finally healthy, it seems. Nikolaj
Vlad Domestikov.
Ehlers.
And
Look at
Ehlers is back too.
that. He's back.
He's back.
So if your team playing Winnipeg, not so easy anymore.
No, not so easy anymore at all. And you think about it, right? Winnipeg, it's got the goalie, playing good D, offensive firepower. Colorado doesn't have that. As much as Gorgiev's numbers said otherwise last year, he's kind of taking a step back this year.
Or he's what we thought he was.
Exactly, which is a 1B. He's not a 1A. And we talk about goaltending. We see it improved in New Jersey, and I mentioned Edmonton and Minnesota, and that goaltending's improved. Stuart Skinner's looking like the guy he was. Calvin Pickard, again, Pickard had a ridiculous game against New Jersey. New Jersey deserved a better fate against Edmonton. I think they played a really good game there. But Gustafson is playing well in Minnesota right now, and that's helped the cause along with guys. You think about it. I spoke with a bunch of people in Edmonton. I spoke with people in Minnesota. Like, what changed? They're like, nothing. And you look at the coaches that got, Dean Evason or Jay Woodcroft, they're like, where was this for us?
Sometimes it just happens that way. Hockey is cruel.
It is cruel. Very cruel. It's a very cruel sport. And you think about it, right? Like, they didn't change much.
No.
Just a different voice. But McDavid's finally healthy in Edmonton, so he's doing his thing with Draisaitl on Hyman and all those guys. The depth scoring's there, and oh my God, Darnell Nurse is actually playing defense, and they're playing good defense in their own zone. Like legitimately, they're playing good defense in their own zone outside of the Tampa game. Tampa's got their own issues on D, but Minnesota, same thing. They're playing better defensively in front of their goaltender, that like New Jersey,
Scarpy.
and that gives the confidence to the goaltenders. And that when Kaprizov's playing well and Zuccarello's starting, and now Boldy and all these guys. I mean, Minnesota's biggest thing is going to be injuries to that blue line because Brodin and Spurgeon are both out.
Brodine out long term, so he went on LTIR obviously.
Yeah, he's out.
Spurgeon, I guess they were waiting on more tests, and doesn't look good. It's gonna be rough. I mean, look, they don't have the cap space for maneuverability at all,
No.
so you can only put so much on LTIR anyway.
Right.
So
It's gonna be interesting.
they're gonna have to figure this out. And
Do it quickly.
you're looking up. You're still looking up in the division.
And you're $15 million behind everybody else in the division. And you're going to be behind them again next year when the cap goes up.
Yeah, by the way, it's going to go up 287 point. Finally, we get an increase that isn't like a million or less.
Right, exactly. But still, there's still 15 million below that number.
Oh, absolutely.
So that doesn't allow them to do much. And you've seen the moves over the year, like those last couple of seasons, this cap has played like just a nightmare for Minnesota because Fiala's gone and Dumba's gone. And Dumba was probably not coming back anyway. But I think the big one was Fiala.
Yeah, that's, again, it's part and parcel. You sold your soul to try and, get a package deal. How has the package deal worked out in the past, Jim?
Not too good.
Usually not too good. I mean, we've seen it in Minnesota. We've seen it in Colorado. We've seen it in a few places. It usually does not work out.
You pick one guy. You don't take two. Yeah, Rangers, obvious example. Jurian Gomez, the same player. You just needed one.
Yeah.
You just needed one.
Yeah.
But, you look around the league, right? We had some milestones this past week. John Tavares, 1,000 points. Playing the heel in Long Island, I think everybody wanted to happen except Islanders fans. It was great that it happened. The Boo Birds, I don't expect anything else from New Yorkers or anybody on Long Island. You can cheer them after, but I didn't expect anything less than that.
Right. I liked it personally.
Me
Hey,
too.
you
I
know
loved
what?
it.
I like the Venom. I want a little heat, It's like
I want the heat.
You know
I
what?
want the heat, man. I want bring the heat.
And for Tavares' role in it, he kind of embraced the heat a little.
He
It
did.
Was
He
fun.
did embrace it.
That's what look, for a lack of a better term, sports are entertainment.
Right. So if you're gonna be the heel, be the villain, embrace being the villain.
Exactly.
The Devils play the villain role great when they go to Philadelphia.
Oh, do they ever?
They love it.
Dear Philly, boo more. They love it.
They love it. It fuels them.
Saw it in Columbus tonight, even to an extent.
Yeah.
You could see it. By the way, hey Damon, how's Columbus?
Oh, you're hurt. Oh, by the way, no revenge tour for you.
Talk about a train wreck. Could it get any? Look, I heard this today, and obviously it's not something that's going to happen. But the R word came up in a few circles.
Rebuild?
No, worse. Relocation.
What? For Columbus?
Yep.
To where?
There's fans that are just so just literally just they just want the team gone. They just want the team gone. Just get, they're almost to the point where it's like, get us a new one.
That will not, if they lose this, if hypothetically, because it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. Let's just put it the reality of what it is.
Reality is never going to happen, but let's play the hypothetical game and say it did happen. Columbus would never get another hockey team ever, period. Discussion would be over.
It's done.
They would never get another hockey team.
Absolutely.
And they're not going anywhere because they're playing in the Winter Classic next year.
Yeah, relax, people. Look,
like, not for nothing. And I had this discussion with, and it's probably not going to be the Winter Classic. It's going to be a Stadium Series. By the way, I should correct myself because I'm the one that told Elaine, our good friend here at Full Press Hockey, that it was probably going to be a Stadium Series because it didn't warrant the Winter Classic viewership. Because yes, I know I'm trying to be a snob, but I would still watch the game. But again, does it attract you on New Year's Day with so much else on TV?
Do you get me some five alarm chili and a few other, Give me some food options from Columbus.
I see more of a stadium series
But it's
game
more
just
of a
because
stadium
it's
series.
more of a stadium series because it would be Detroit and Columbus, but like, yeah. But what the weird thing is in Columbus, I know like there's still the stench of the Mike Babcock stuff, but what is the coach doing? Like, really, we're really sending messages to rookies on the team. Like, that's who should be playing more, not less.
Well, look at how like certain teams are doing right now, and some of the teams that are thriving are, God forbid, playing their rookies more, their younger
Right,
players.
from Nashville.
And that seems to have rejuvenated a top line and a certain score who.
Back to back overtime winners, baby. Taco Tuesdays always happen when Forsberg scores.
It's a beautiful thing.
It
It
is,
really
it
is.
really is. But
But
I just
again, it
don't get,
comes down to
but I
health.
don't get Columbus, man. Like
Nobody
all.
does.
Like, this guy gets benched, this guy gets benched, this guy gets on a fourth line. They were rolling Johnson Fantilli on the top line with Goudreau, and it was working.
Yeah, that was the one thing that ironically was working for a while, right?
Right.
I mean, I asked Mark Scheig this, and he didn't have the answer. And I asked a few people. It's like, hey, what is going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
Because nobody seems to have any kind of coherent clue of what to do, and it just seems to keep going in the opposite direction of what it should. You have pieces. You now have a winger who cannot stay healthy, and it's not his fault. That may be the worst part of all this. Lonne takes a nasty, vicious shot to the head.
And broke
And
his clavicle.
then basically a slew foot that causes a broken clavicle.
Right.
He's out
And
another
he's.
6 weeks. You figure he comes back at best 1st of February.
Right. And then is he staying in? And how long is he staying in Columbus for?
Now, right now, for logistics' sake, it would have to be, he's staying for this year no matter what.
Right, exactly.
Can't they're not in a, but they're not A, not in a position to trade him. B, there's no value for him.
Right.
So obviously they have to make a decision on that. And again, I mean, somebody has to make a decision on management because it's not working.
Right, exactly. It's not
When does
working.
ownership step in?
They got it, right? They have to step in at some point.
I mean, what does it take blowing a 6-goal lead? I don't have an answer. I just don't. I mean, look,
No, I don't have an answer
there's
either.
things that I will sit there and flatly say, hey, you know what? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I get the fans' frustration. I understand. We've been there.
Yeah, we've been there.
Especially us really old guys with the gray in our hair,
I'm starting to get those silvers.
who vaguely remember the 80s and how bad
Bad.
the Devils were.
The
Oh,
Devils were really bad. They
look,
were really bad.
people that maybe have come into the game a little bit later do not understand how bad some of these teams were. Look, I talked to Ted Starkey and how bad the Capitals were in the
Dude,
'70s.
Capitals were bad in 76. Oh my God, they were awful.
So they had that 74-75 season that everybody talks about, right?
Right.
Arguably the 75-76 season in a lot of ways was even worse
It was awful.
because they had no, how do I put this? They had nowhere to look but up, and yet they were still horrendous. And that's kind of like it's sort of like, okay, expansion year, we get it. But wow, I mean,
Like the let's be honest, for New Jersey, things really didn't start to change until Kirk Muller got there.
I mean, all
And
right, so
you could see this, like, real quick. Like, after they made their Stanley Cup run, like in 2012, and they were kind of still like borderlining on the murky middle, like when they went full rebuild, you were getting to the point in New Jersey where it was unwatchable. like it was in the 80s.
Oh
Like
God.
that was the comparison.
2015, anybody, where this team literally, and I still remember this. I think they won like, I'll say like maybe 8 of 10 or 9 of 11, and legitimately were outshot in everyone,
Yep.
outchanced in everyone, and somehow they won.
Right.
I mean, you knew the wheels were going to fall off eventually, and it did. But
It was crazy.
and they're not the only team that this has happened to.
No.
But it's just the most blatantly obvious example that's easiest to point out
Right.
for a fan base who, let's face it, has been embattled. Devils get for example, we get an NHL draft that literally is forgettable in every way.
Right. One day, complete
One day,
gong show.
for anybody who has covered this draft, wait, hi.
Hi, what's up? What's
Yeah,
going
that would be
on?
me.
What's up?
So, stories, because we can do this because it's Pucks After Dark.
Right.
We can do tales of the 2013 draft.
Oh my God, what a day.
For all right, for people that don't know, then obviously Greg Wyshynski still was doing his thing for Puck Daddy.
Which was unbelievable.
All right, so we had me, him. Let's see. We have Russ Cohen. God, it was like a cast of characters sitting in the bowels of the Pavilion
Newer.
Center at Hobby's restaurant,
Yep.
where you can get the no cup soup. A very good soup, actually. Chicken noodle.
Very, yep.
Chicken noodle. Just saying. Even in the summer, still was good. Shout out to Michael Brummer and the guys who are, making their way back after, the fire and everything else, and COVID gotten, sheesh. But again, with Devils, haven't gotten like that full draft, haven't gotten that winter classic that fans are, look, let's face it. Fans are hankering for it. It's coming. Their
Like
patience is
that,
low. I get that too.
like that all-star game is going to show up in New York one day. The Devils have not had an all-star game since what, 1984?
Yep, I remember that one. That was one wild sort of.
But I'm just saying, like, they say do all this stuff, but do they really want to give it to you? Because let's be honest, and I know a lot of people are going to hate me for this. I know it's coming. Like when I say what I'm about to say, the only reason the stuff has not come is because it's Newark. I hate to say it, but it's the God's honest truth. It's Newark. You heard it during the 2012 Stanley Cup final. And the only reason I could say is because Pucks After Dark. The guys I talked to from TSN, CBC all wished either A, it was back at Brendan Byrne Arena, or the Rangers were in the final because you
I
have
heard
New
it.
York.
I heard it. Heard it over
And
and
over
over
and
and over.
over again. Why had it to be Newark? But
That's
again,
true.
I mean, that's why they don't get a lot of nice things.
Yeah. I mean, will it come eventually?
Maybe.
Don't know.
You know what? From talking to the players, let's be honest, like they just want to go to the warm weather cities for all-star games.
True too.
True
Yeah,
facts.
because think about it. Where do you want to play an all-star game at? Where it's 20 degrees, freezing cold and snow? Or where
Nope.
it's 80 degrees with palm trees and sunshine?
Option B. Thank you very much.
Always option B.
Always option B. Always option B. And speaking of options, goalie market.
Woohoo.
Devils are
Getting
still in.
crowded.
Devils are still in there. Edmonton's in there. Carolina's in there.
Yeah, especially
LA's
after
now in
today.
there. Because Felix Copley, we don't know. But not a lot of options. But the problem is, not a lot of options. And really, the only top guy right now is Gibson, unless Soros doesn't want to be in Nashville.
And we still don't really know,
And we don't know that if he wants to be there or not.
we're not going to know either.
No. But the funny thing is, as I wrote for Full Press Hockey, if the Devils want to do anything, we really need to know what's going on with Dougie Hamilton and that $9 million. Because he's on LIR. He's not on LTIR. And I think the Devils know that he's probably going on LTIR, but they haven't said it yet.
Oh, it's the usual, you know, dunking of the yo-yo. It's like, wait, and then all of a sudden you're like, doink or no doink. Very simple.
That was curious today by Carolina, though. Antti Raanta on waivers. But again, you look at Carolina, you look what Edmonton, Minnie, St. Louis, Carolina's defense is not what it was, and it's driving Rob Brindamore crazy.
Yeah, it is. And look, I mean, obviously not the only team where this is the case, but Carolina's not winning at the rate
Mm-mm.
that other teams in front of them are, and that's
mm-hmm.
equally driving Brindamore nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The execution from Carolina has been troubling too.
Mm-hmm.
That gets lost in this. All right, let's put it this way. All right, so this is a Carolina team, by the way. Their regulation record's 500 right now.
Not good enough.
So, you know, people ask, all right, what is regulation time record? It's simply, you know, how often you win in regulation.
The stat that counts the most, by the way, because if there are tiebreakers, the shootout wins go out the window.
Yeah. So, you know, Carolina obviously, you know, has 4 wins in extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Islanders have 4. Philly has
mm-hmm.
5. Here's a fun one for you. Toronto has 7. 7.
7. That's bad.
Montreal has 7, by the way, but yeah. You know, then obviously there's some teams that have very, very few, which
yep.
is kind of amusing. You know,
and then the Islanders have 8 shootout or overtime or shootout losses, whatever.
Yeah, and then the flip side. Vancouver, by the way, has 1.
It's crazy, man.
Yep, Colorado has 1.
1, baby.
You know, you have that, then you have the teams that don't have an overtime loss yet. There's only 1 in a playoff position, ironically.
That's crazy.
Usually that used to be kind of a almost barometer of a team, you know, teams that would be in the playoffs. You always had like maybe 2 or 3 that were, you know, like had this like really low amount of overtime loss.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case anymore.
Nope.
Everything old is not new again, Jim.
No, it's not. But guess what? You know what else? But you know what's getting tiresome is the shootout. I hate to say it.
We have 5 more minutes of overtime.
Please, just please, just we need 5 more minutes of overtime. Like,
and it doesn't, you know, it's the old adage. Hey, you know what? Doesn't end then. Yeah, it's like the old Monty Python Black Knight reference.
Exactly. What do you think? What do you think, though? Who gets the goalie first? And obviously, the holiday freeze is coming up, so there probably won't be a lot of action. But
God,
you
that's
got to think.
Wow, it's this week already.
Already. And you know, some teams have probably done the Brian Burke where they're like, we're probably going to just like not do anything before the 20th. So,
yeah. And that's another thing too, is that this is going to throw, it's going to throw a lot of people off, because of when usually like that freeze comes like on a Friday.
It comes what? Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. Maybe there's a flurry or something. I doubt it, though. But again, the goalie market.
I can't see much happening.
I mean, look, Freddie Anderson was huge to Carolina. I guess he pushed all those guys to be better. And maybe we need to say that Freddie, it was the start of the straw that stirred the drink in Toronto, even though his backups didn't play bad. But something's not right in Carolina, and they got to get a goaltender or something. But it's driving him nuts. I think Edmonton's still in need for a goaltender. And they've already let up 3 goals to Florida. And we'll see what the final is to that one. And New Jersey, again, they're playing better defense, but again, that you can always add to a strength of your position.
Yep.
All right. So Crosby ties Recchi, passes Coffey. Stammer gets his first 4-goal game ever in his 15-year career. But Alex Ovechkin hasn't scored a goal in 12 games. Is he talking about the record too much? Or is he thinking about it too much? Or is there other factors?
There are a lot of factors to this. This is not just... Doesn't have Backstrom anymore.
No Backstrom.
The structure in Washington is definitely... I won't say broken. It's different.
It is different.
Dynamic is not the same.
No. Nope.
They're still winning for now.
For now.
I mean, who knows how long that's going to continue, because I mean, it's not going to take much for them to tumble down the standings.
No, which they already started to.
Right. They're not scoring the way you're used to a Washington team scoring at all.
Nope.
This is a team that you expect to be in the top half in goals for, and in the bottom half in goals allowed. Right now, they're 30th in the league in scoring.
That didn't even happen under Barry Trotz's last year. They still scored a lot.
Yeah, I don't. If you go really go down the rabbit hole here. Last year, 20th. I mean, you could start to see it a little bit, but it still wasn't that bad.
And they could score on a power play at least. Now, yeah, Ovechkin can't even score on a power play now.
No. They can't at all. I mean, this is frightening. I mean, this was a team, you know, like 3, 4, 5 years in a row, top 5 in the league in scoring. Or at least top 10.
Right. And now?
Shoot. Now it's just ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even express in words how bad this was.
Oh, it's awful. And when Ovechkin, you think Ovechkin can get goals, he can't. Because his bread and butter has been the power play, but they're not going in. It's not like he's not getting a lot of shots. He's getting a ton of shots.
Yeah, I mean, he's starting to get back to what we're used to.
But he can't finish.
No. I'll say this, and I'm sure I'll take lots of wonderful heat for this. He's gripping the stick too damn tight.
It really is
obvious. Because you've never really seen this with... The last time we saw this with Ovechkin was about 12, 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same kind of thing. And I mean, it took a long time for him to pull out of that.
I mean, he's on pace for 16 goals.
Yeah.
And how many is he away from Gretzky?
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
A lot. This could take a while.
Right. So
he's not getting any younger.
No, he is not. And you almost wonder a feat that was very close to happening may not happen.
And it's kind of a shame because, look, let's be honest.
I mean, that's all he's talked about.
It's all he's talked
about.
He wants
to break it.
It's all he
wants
has
to
left.
Break.
It's all he has left, Jim.
They're not winning a Stanley Cup anytime soon.
They're not winning a Stanley Cup. They don't have the roster to do much of anything. Maybe stay in the conversation a little, you know, for a little while after the All-Star break. Maybe.
They weren't a playoff team entering this season.
No. But I think what is particularly more concerning, at least from a Ovechkin goal scoring standpoint, is that it's just not there from top to bottom. I
Nope.
mean, Dylan Strome has double the amount of goals that
That's a
Ovechkin
pro
has.
that's a problem. If your leading goal scorer is Dylan Strome, not to say he's not a bad player. I'm
I
glad he's
mean,
coming into his own, but that's a problem in Washington when it's not Ovechkin or Kuznetsov.
yeah, and Kunetsov, he can't even stay healthy.
No.
He's ill again, which I think it's COVID, but nobody's saying anything.
It's probably COVID. It's probably COVID. Fucking
Because
COVID.
he's already had it
Whoops.
twice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, the injuries aside, they're still waiting for Pacioretty to come back, whatever lifetime that becomes.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, all right, so the numbers are really mind-boggling with Washington, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's the most obvious one that sticks out. Oh my God. I mean, it jumps off any stats page. 9.2%. Their power play is 9.2% right now.
Not good, man.
I don't think this team was this poor on the power play since the 70s.
No, they were not.
So they have seven power play goals. The league average, by the way, is 19 at
Yep.
this stage of the season. This team is 14-9-4. Their simple rating score is -0.55 right now. It's updated.
Yeah, that's awful.
You're 5 over 500, but your rating is negative.
Bad.
It's just,
That's a lot of bad, man.
I mean, there's a lot of bad numbers with this team, where you can see it's like, yeah, okay, the save percentage obviously is save percentage and goalie metrics right now are keeping this team afloat. I can't last with a defense that is older, not necessarily wiser, and you have a new coach. And look, Spencer Barbary, for what it's worth, and how the first couple weeks of the season started, has done a pretty damn good job with
He
what he
has.
has. Because let's face it, again, another situation where the groceries have been awfully shot for. We're talking, one place where, management maybe shouldn't have the job. Maybe
Me?
Washington.
Maybe.
The
Yeah.
bigger, could be the bigger hot seat eventually.
Could
Eventually.
be. Eventually. Down the road. Down the road.
Down.
Because it's because Carberry's first year and this team is really wasn't expected to be a playoff team. But it makes you wonder. Like, it makes you wonder in Tampa with Stamkos, if he's coming back, probably coming back, when he comes back, all that stuff. Like with the Olympics, and that's a topic for another day. We could spend an hour on that alone. But I think we can wrap this one up. PAX After Dark here on a Full Press Hockey Weekly show. I've been your host, Jim Berenger. My tag team partner, Chris Wassel. Get it, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, at Full Press NHL on Twitter, Full Press Hockey, Full Press coverage on Facebook, fullpresshockey.com. And guys, enjoy the regular season. And we'll be back again for another edition of Pucks After Dark down the road. Take care.